Quer dizer, no espaço a memória do Witzel, quer dizer, no espaço Daniel Shane, mas se eu estou a falar, quer dizer, no espaço, estou a usar o Ben Elion. Okay, continue today. Packet 18. In Kavko Levis, share this Kavko, meaning, let's say you have a flesh of chulp pot, and you put a milk spoon guts put in into the chulp. So what's the halacha? And does it matter how many times you stuck it in? Okay, what's the halacha about the cholent? What's the halacha about the pot? What's the halacha about the stool? And that's what we'll try to figure out in this packet. So we start with a Mishnah in Trumos. So our Trumos, Lameya. So we know that Truma is Batalecha B'Meya. So if it fell into a Meya, so that sounds good. But the only problem here is, well, his Lagbia. At Shanafla Acheres. But he didn't get a chance to take it out. You see, we know, we've learned this halacha, that there's Din of Bittul, but Truma, not only is it Din Bittul, but you have to remarry. It shouldn't be Gezel HaShevet. You have to give the Kohen one unit of Truma, because true, the Truma is Bittul, but the Kohen still loses out on his monetary right to have soft truma. So you have to be married. So he didn't get a chance to be married. He was going to do it, but he didn't get a chance to do it yet. And then another saw fell in. So now it's 2 to 100, not 1 to 100. So what do we say? We say that the first thing is batel, and then the second thing is also batel. Or do we say no? The one and two are mitzaref. So the Gemara says, "Hare zo asura." Rabbi Shimon Matir. So Martinur says, "Rabbi Shimon Matir shalom nodol lo nefila rishona shadoch l'shnia modir shim." Read, we discussed that you need Yediyas HaTaruvos, right, from the beginning of the year. So if there was no Yediyas HaTaruvos, so then the two things combine together, and then you have 2 into 100, and it's not bottom. So if there was no Yediyas, so then the two things combine together, and then you don't have a shear. You have 2 against 100. But if it was Nodolo Beintayim, so then there was the idea. But over here, the one chisaron was that he wasn't married. Well, he's kipuy he had the nodal of time to speak laharim at shenof lacheres. The Shimon Sofer came into omen laharim kemurim domi. So that's the question, is we say that it's since you knew and you were going to do it, but you didn't do it yet, or do we say no? The bottom line is you weren't married. And the question is, like, maybe the harama is bittul is contingent upon that also. Not only you need yediyas haharuvos, but you have to be meirim. And then if you are meirim, then the bittul doesn't set in. So if you aren't noda, then for sure the bittul doesn't set in. And then the two things combine, and then you have 100 to 2, which is 150 to 1, which is not a sheer bittul. But if you had yediyah, but you just didn't get a chance to be meirim, that's the machlokes here. So that's the introduction. So the smak on page 3 discusses a similar type of situation, but not with Basa B'cholof. It says page 3. Basar b'cholov shetochvim kas cholevis b'kedem shol basar. You took a milchik spoon and you stuck it into a kedem shol basar al hefach. Sharin b'choma shenitchov b'kedem shol basar. So whatever you put in, that's you're sharing with whatever you put in, because you don't know where you're coming to nothing today. Aval mashalom nichnas berotev ein oser, but only the part of the spoon that was stuck in the meat. Afil b'kli machas. Okay, so that, okay. And then he says, Malinyan Hagala Tzarek Lagil Kulo. Whereas for Hagala, it was to count what the shishim is, only the part of the milk spoon that went into the meat. But in terms of now kashering the spoon, you have to kasher the whole spoon. You can't just say, I'm going to kasher the part that got in, because the heat travels throughout the whole spoon, and therefore, Malinyan Hagala, you have to be magil the whole kli. Now, what if you put the spoon in twice? You stuck it in twice. In Tachav Beis Pa'amim, Alonoda Bein Time, and there was no idea, right? So then the two things combine together, so you need 60 times the amount of two spoons. And this is a rai from Maseches Trumas that we just learned that Mishnah. So, okay, we'll get to these things. But it was, if there was no idea, then you have to bevatel twice.
So for everything comes to the buzzer, we can do that twice.
Right. So Harav Goldberg Shlita is saying, excellent kasha. Excellent kasha. I think it's only one spoon. Not two spoons. It's not extra quantity. It's the same amount. So who cares if it, so who has this kasha? Who is this kasha? The kasha, wow. Well, the Trumas Hadash. I told you, you have to know every Trumas Hadash. So you will have it for the Trumas Hadash. Because, so let's look at the Trumas Hadash on page 9. Yes, your kasha. So says the Trumas Hadash on page 9. Tachkov chav shel cholov. The gedera shel basar shtei pa'amim. Chodim shesha'a l'chacham. The tzarek shtei pa'amim shishim k'neged hakaf olav. He has that kash. But you said it's pashut that it should be one time, right? So, and the MS, even maybe before we see the Trumas Hadash, we should look to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, well, let's see the Trumas Hadash. Okay. So it says, Yira l'chara, she'ela zu lo tzicha rabba. This doesn't need any great, discussion. B'hedi yisib esmak, b'tzarek sh'tei pa'am m'shishim. Kachos of your day, b'shem rabbein in Paris. B'hedi yisimak. But on the other hand, b'kom mokam ki da'kin shop here, if you think about it, Sricha Rabba needs a deliberation. Next day, Anan, the parak called Basar, Gersin, Kizais, Basar, Shanachal, Otoch, Yosh, Chalof, Amarav, Basar, Osar, Vachal, Mutter, Amar, Lavi, Amrit, Efshel, Sokhla, etc. So he says, this is not so posh. So what's the answer? Or are you right? So he gives an explanation here. First of all, the filu may the mishani gdias or tovel the chol become mokav by a lonerosh or chol of shadivla the chaticha shekabla tam and abasa shenasa imkain a chol of nasa chatichas nevela kemosh shar heta shekibla tam and isu bin and shishim uvato kenegdo chol also a chol of. So this is the pshat. Whereas the first time the milk goes in, so you have to be choshesh that maybe all the milk went in. And if all the milk went in, so you need shishim keneged that amount of milk. But then there's another possibility that not all the milk went in. So, but it's still not going to be anything more. Right. So he says, no, the difference is like this. If not everything went in, say 59, one unit of the spoon went into the meat, but 59 chalakim stayed in of milk, and one chalak of meat went into the spoon. So now we say chanan, and now we have another thing created here. We have called basar b'chalav created. So basically, it's like this. You can eat shishim keneged that one thing that went into the meat, and then 59 chalakim stayed back and became what? Became basar b'chalav. 59 parts of milk stayed back, and they became basar b'chalav in the spoon. And then you say Hanan. So now you're going to need. So, in other words, Ellie was asking, there's a finite amount of milk that you need to. But it's not true because there's the amount of milk, and then there's the amount of basar b'chalav that could have been created. So you need shishim keneged the first part of milk that went in, and then there's a possibility that there was basar b'chalav created. So then you need, so it's really not 120, you know, 260, it's like 100, they say, they point out 119.
Yeah.
Right. So right, so therefore, so hold shishim kedegma should is kachem kaf mekaticha rishon shapolu tocher katicha shnia. So that's the idea. So we have it to be clear. So again, Ashina Shema lo polak akab mitchila kol abalu besofo min ha'isa v'nisham sofa chalokim v'nichnas besofo min ha'hetem shevgdei nuntes chalokim v'nesu b'toch ha'kaf v'nesu ha'kol d'veilu. Put it in the first time, so maybe maybe the spoon, everything, the milk came out of the spoon, so you need to mabata. But then there's another possibility that not the whole thing came out. So how much came out in the second tchiva? So maybe second tchiva. No, but in other words, how did it become basal b'cholov? Because
one part stayed in.
59. One part of what? One part of milk.
And then
59
parts of milk, and then
59
parts of meat coming into the soup.
Right. So the first time, what?
First time we have 59 parts of milk in your stomach.
In your muscle.
And now when you stick the soup again, you do everything. That everything, 60 parts total plus milk, 1 part plus 100 of milk.
Yeah.
So now in this pot, a buster, you have 9 parts of milk and 60 parts of buster.
Right.
Which is 119
of buster. Right. So in other words, the first time Yechoshish 59 came out and one stayed in, then the second time Yechoshish 59 buser.
Everything.
59 buser came in, and now that becomes shishim of it. Buser of home. Everything comes out. So that's what the Shuma Sadash says. Omnam lo chazin lo rabbanu kishisha da havi daikim lidros b'shu lehora im mitchav hakaf pamachas or shtayim. Whereas we don't see that the rabbanim, when someone comes to the shayla, we don't see that the rabbanim are asking how many times was it stuck in. They just say we stuck in a milk spoon into the flesh, and they don't ask how many times did you stick it in. They just mishayim b'shishim. But what about this whole cheshbon that we just said? Okay. Right? In other words, why don't we see? In other words, we just explained why it is required to have two times shishim and so that's the question. So again, so the Truma Hadash explained that 59 go in. Yeah, that's it. So why aren't the Rabbanan being machpin on this? Okay, you should ask how many times was it stuck in? So the Truma Sedeshin gives an explanation, two explanations of why what could be Tzadkula not to require 260s or a six, 59 and a 60. There was some Pina Hadith because of Mordechai, Shema Ravon, who of the Yerubim Genza, because of Ravon, the Imam of Tam, also Tam. So he says, so the first answer, so the two reasons. So what's the first reason? Who did the Eber begin the most system of Vada Barai Tama Israel Baloa Malay in also Hetra Baloa? So Tuma Baloa. Does we know the Nami Shlahat and Mahani Tree is Tami? In order to head to the Bachotain with Slavi Masha Shahakaf Bolem and Abdera. In the Yosef Klau Masha Kaf Bolem and Abdera. Kolov of Mashar Israel Baloa. Kavakaf Lesser is Masha Bidusha Reish Kanshishim Penegan Kolokaf. So this is called the heter of Makusha. Meaning like this, when you stick the spoon in, so what are you telling me? That may the first time 59 went out. And the second time the whole 60. It says no. Because when you stick it in, right? So what are we afraid of? That you have a concept of a mikusha. So mikusha means you have a fleshic pot, right? And you have meat in the pot. And then say milk falls in into pot, right? So mikusha means that you can make a union between the meat in the pot and the meat that's balua. In other words, you have 59 units in the pot, I mean, inside, and 59 units that in the dofen. Those two things will add together mevatel the tipas kolos. That's called mekusha. Mekushar. Mekusha. So what is he going to be over here? When you put this spoon in, so a certain amount might come out of milk, right? But then you want to say you put it in again, now it's going to become basa b'cholov. So it's not going to become basa b'cholov. Why? Because what did you tell me? That now 59 went out. So one left of milk, and the 59 of basar comes in. Now, if you can come basar b'cholov in the spoon, it's not going to come basar b'cholov in the spoon. Why not? because the 59 units of busa that are in the spoon are still attached to the one unit of busa that came out of the spoon, and it'll be 60. Yeah, because when you put it in, so it says it became busa mechalov, because only busa mechalov is if you don't have shishim. But here you do have shishim, even though there's only 59 busa in the spoon to one, but there's still busa.
So
what
do you
think of? Sure. Well, but when it's out of the pot, it's not a clear rishon anymore. Yeah. Yishlomar, look, on page 10, fourth line on the left column, the fourth line. Yishlomar, v'achar shotziu hakaf min haroskim kolabolu b'sof v'chashiv kimo v'kli sheni. Lopala
v'lopala.
Right. So it's not going to be. So again, the milk spoon is inside the thing. So then some go out, some go in. But the part of the part that when the milk goes in the, that was left over in the spoon, doesn't just connect. It's not only the milk versus the meat in the spoon, but the meat in the spoon is still connected to the meat in the pot. And therefore, the shisha connected one of that, that's batal. So it'll never become basa mechalav. And then you take it out, it's no longer mechusha, like Eli said. But then at that point, it's not going to have a din of basa mechalav because it's not on the fire anymore. So that's one reason he says why the Rabbanim are not concerned how many times, because it's not going to make a difference. So again, so first he gives a whole svara why, you know, and then he's saying he slugs it up. He says, but Lamaisa, the Rabbanim aren't concerned. So the answer he gives is that they're not concerned because when you take it out, it doesn't become muscle problem anymore because it's not another fight. He gives you another example of pusher that he says over here is when you have barrels full of treif wine. So that's called the blia bitzoni, as we've discussed. This is not hot. But it's kovash. So how do you kasher the barrels? By putting three times, filling it up with cold water, 24 hours, then throwing it out, another 20 hours, throwing it out, etc. So the question is, but doesn't the wine in the walls pass the water? And then when the water goes back into the barrel becomes usher again. Right? In other words, if you have those wine is coming out, right? But when the wine comes out, so why is it an us in the water? So he says that because the water goes in the barrel also, not only the water in the barrel, but the water that penetrated, and that's Makusher with the water in the barrel itself. Yeah. His concern is that the kavush is going to cause the wine in the barrel that was seeped in the gofnei ha-barrel to come into the water. Right, and also the water, and then it's going to go back into the clay. So what did you gain? But he says that no, that's what we say Makusha. Doesn't matter. That's what the kavush doesn't need to be on.
Water testing.
So, what do you mean? The water is there for 24 hours. Yeah, in other words, you keep it for 24 hours, then you empty it out, put another water for another 24 hours, three times. Yeah. So it must be that the water that goes into the barrel is makusha with the water inside the barrel, and then you'll always have a shear. Pistols. Shisha.
Shisha. You have a whole barrel that's an hour and a gallon. How much water does it cost?
We'll assume the whole thing.
We have a whole pot of chickens that has 4 gallons of chickens. Just because 4 gallons that's absorbed inside the pot.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that's been in the pots for who knows how long. In other words, because those barrels are very, they were very absorbent. Yeah.
So it's going to have us.
So one second. So he says that's the raya that So that's one idea of this idea of kosher, and therefore it's not. And the other idea is chanan b'balua. Because maybe we don't say chanan b'balua. If you don't say chanan b'balua, then you don't have to worry about anything. Because if you don't say chanan, like you said before, it's only going to be the same amount of milk and the same amount of meat. Whether you put it in, it only becomes more because you say chanan. If you don't say chanan b'balua, that the balua in the spoon is going to, so then you don't have to worry about it. Because you don't say chanan b'balua. So therefore, it's the same amount of milk. Milk only expands because you say chanan. So the kids are, Judith Hadesha explains why is it that you have two. Why should you have to have twice shishim keneged two times the spoon? Because there's a chalav and the basam chalav, right? You need shishim keneged that and 59 keneged that and the shishim keneged that. So you need 119 times shishim. But then he says, but people aren't makbid because it never became basam chalav because of kosher, or because you don't say chanan b'balua. That is the and the Shari Dura here on page 12 says, "Oh, heavy rain with vav ki hechad the tuma b'lua lo matamu." The horror, because just like we did, So it did. That if something's below in the body, this is the famous question about, whether a pregnant lady is allowed to go to a cemetery. If her, husband's a kohen, is she allowed to go to the cemetery because is she going to be metame the baby inside? So once Svara Lakula is given, as Rashefa pointed out, the post can bring is that it's balua, and balua doesn't is not susceptible to tumah. So too, just like my tumah is not susceptible, so too for Kanan, it's not going to be either. Yeah, and this in Shulchan Aruch is brought down on page 3. Atochav kaf kolos b'der shal basa or itva, sharinim kol ma shenitcha b'menu b'gdeira. So it says, whatever you put in, b'ish b'isha omeh shi makaf shal matech shari m'kulo, etc. But then in Gimel, atochav akas b'gdeira shnei pa'amim, right, but if you did it twice, and there was no idea. So you need Shnei Pam Shishim, what we said it means really 119. The Ramah quotes the Svaras Lakula in the quoted in the Truma Sadesh. And then the Mechaber
Aleph. Barrel, butter, side barrel, chip, steamer, pop, and towel, butter, the quiver, tie, shirt.
So in other words, so you're gonna put the water in. It's gonna take the coverage is gonna cause the water to come out. But then it's gonna ask there. It's not shishim. So if you push it, you'll always have shishim.
I'm saying that I wanna put I'll put it. I'll push and I'll go.
So, you can have shishim from what? In other words, it'll be you have the wine and the thing. Now you wanna use it for wine also. Kosher wine. So you wanna fill it up with water. And then you wanna fill it up with water. Then it's not gonna be shishim. How are you going to
based on the line that's the barrel, which is the fire that's.
Yeah, but there's no water yet. You gotta. Yeah.
So I've been able to use this barrel to drink water. That'd be really easily, at least 3 times. Why can't I use the barrel?
Well, can you use it for what? I mean, it's going to take 24 hours to come out. But each time I'm out, and have 1 second. Second. Does it think that it'll come out after the water will come out and after the water and then send it back into the bath? But then the bath will be ushered. But if you say Makusha, but then if you didn't say Makusha, so then there's going to be less water in the barrel because water is going to seep into the barrel, and you only have at the end of much less than it's going to go back in. Since you have Makusha, so then it's water. So you're asking what? I guess because you don't have, maybe you don't assume it. So you can't assume that it all came out, but only the chumrah you assume. Yeah, you drink the water. But maybe not. Because maybe it's the. Because you have to. Because maybe this is not shishim connected what came out. Only the chumra, only say the chumra. Yeah, if we do it three times, we use it as a.
No. So
right. So you're saying the see there's the pusher, so then each time it's going to be, if anything comes down, be what? We always have shishim. Drink it. Maybe not everything came out, so you have to keep doing it three times. Yeah. Yeah, I think he's saying in economy, you'd be able to drink it. But if you didn't say pusher, so then water seeped in, and then the water in the barrel and the water that seeped in the barrel are two separate things. And then I can connect it. And then when the wine comes into the water, that wine won't have shishim. Okay. I think we're going to stop now. We just have to get ready for the other share. Okay, we still have a little left. We're almost finished with this packet. So as a show tomorrow, we'll finish it for four time. Go to the next packet. Okay, so we'll take a little break now. And there's Hashem, next year we'll start my grandfather. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Yeah, so we'll shut this now.
Also, maybe another thing you could say is,